From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. During his State of the Union speech, U.S. President Donald Trump told lawmakers that this is our new American moment.
Since the election, we have created 2.4 million new jobs, including... including 200,000 new jobs in manufacturing alone. Tremendous numbers.
And he said his administration's policies are helping the economy.
Since the election, we have created 2.4 million new jobs, including...
He's talking up the unemployment rate and says that the stock market has smashed one record after another, gaining $8 trillion in value. Mr. Trump is also promising that millions of Americans will be taking home more pay starting next month, thanks to the massive tax cuts he signed into law at the end of 2017. Russia's foreign spy chief, who was under U.S. sanctions, met last week outside Washington with U.S. intelligence officials. Sergei Naryshkin, head of the Russian service, also known by as SVR, held talks with the U.S. Director of National Intelligence, Dan Coats, and other U.S. intelligence officials. The sources did not reveal the topics discussed. The Russian embassy disclosed Naryshkin's visit in a tweet. An outcry on Capitol Hill over the Trump administration's delay in implementing Russian sanctions just hours before President Trump's first State of the Union address to lawmakers. Last year, Congress overwhelmingly approved mandatory penalties against those who do business with Russia's defense and intelligence sectors. The Trump administration says the law already has had a chilling effect even before sanctions take effect. This is VOA News.